Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another exciting Grown and Sexy Convo with Amongst Friends. We are always ready for Wednesday night, 9 p.m., to give you the Grown and Sexy Conversation, and tonight is no different because we are talking about why am I still single, what is wrong with me. So we want you guys to tune in. Those that are listening, we want you to text, tweet, Facebook, G-chat, whatever you need to do. Get it out there and let everyone know to call in at 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. You can also join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends or on Facebook in the Amongst Friends Online Radio Facebook group. So, again, we are talking about why am I still single. And as always, it's Joe, Jeff, Heather, Q, and Brittany, Deidre as well, bringing you the Grown and Sexy Convo. So we just going jump right in there and start talking about why am I still single. And Bruz, you know, it's the Bruz right now. You know, I think one of the things that I think a lot of people, you know, a lot of times we find ourselves going back and forth about definitions, or, you know, I think wording often trips people up. So tonight we're going to define single as, you know, someone who is not in a committed relationship. We're going to say single is someone not in a committed relationship or someone not married. That's what we mean by single, that you're not in a committed relationship, you're not married. If you're dating, you are still, if we're not talking about dating, we're not talking about hookups, you know, single is you're not in a committed relationship and you're not married. That's our definition of single, you know, because a lot of people just, I guess that's what, you know, what we want to just look at, just, you know, people who are trying to get to that next level. They either trying to get into a committed relationship, they trying to cohabitate, what have you. They tired of the hookups, they tired of the dating, they just tired of speed dating and online dating and all the extra crap, and they're trying to figure out what's wrong with me and what can I do. So that's what we're talking about tonight, singleness. So do you guys, just jumping out there, why do you think people are still single? Can you help them out? Can you help out our fellow brothers that are listening? Can you help out the ladies that are listening on why they are still single? Anyone can just jump in.
Go ahead, Jeff.
First thing first, I'm going to say it. The reason why a lot of people are still single is because they cannot put the comment out of their head that the grass is greener on the other side. They cannot get past that. And because they cannot get past it, they're always constantly looking for that next thing. They're looking for the next person to try and talk to or whatever, and they're not solidifying anything to get them to the next level, because they're always like, ooh, well, I gotta, you know, I'm asking for a phone number, but I gotta keep her at bay because, you know, I might meet Beyonce tomorrow. And then if I do meet Beyonce tomorrow, I gotta keep Beyonce at bay because I might meet Michelle Obama. And then after that, you know, it's, I got to keep Michelle Obama at bay because I might meet the mother of Jesus on Saturday. I don't know. Crazy.
Nah, but you know what? That is so true, though, Jeff. Like, everybody, I think that's probably the biggest reason why so many people not only are still single, but why they become single again. Because you're right. They always, they're never satisfied. And, you know, it's funny that that's where we run, that's what we are talking about first. But it's so true. Like, I think that's one of the biggest reasons why people remain single, because they have too many expectations too high expectations, and they never satisfied with what they have. And even a step beyond that, they're not even satisfied with who they are.
That's deep. That's deep, and that's true. You know, I think why people are single is because I don't think they know what they want. It goes back to you know what we spoke to earlier, just having these out of whack expectations of what they want and desire in a mate, but you know they're just unwilling to give themselves. You know, it's always about, you know, what I want, but nobody ever speaks of what I'm willing to give. And, you know, it's a 50-50. Well, not even 50-50. Both parties have to give 100%. But, you know, I guess now everybody's on that. Especially women, let's just keep it honest. Dudes only want a nice body. You know, initially, dudes want a nice body, and, you know, at some point, you know, the mental stuff comes later. Women want all these different ass expectations. They don't go for, you know, regular Joes like us, you know, hard working. They want to go for, I guess, what the media sees as a good man. You know, he gotta clock, you know, more than six figures. He gotta be, you know, successful. He gotta be, you know, he gotta make a whole bunch of money. But you know, that's all material stuff. They're not going for, you know, how that person, he could be a gazillion maker, all this money, but he'd be still be smacking up females like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems that they just go for the material cast, the ones that make all the money, you know, but that's all they see is the materials and the possessions. So I think that their expectations their expectations is fucked up.
Mm.
They're really, really fucked up. So it also I think that people who are single, they don't think of long term.
Mm.
They just think of right here, right now. We'll work out the other stuff at somewhere down the line, but right now, I see this person, I'm digging him, I want to get with him.
Mm.
And for me to jump on what Q was saying about, you know, the certain people looking, you know, to take a relationship to the next level, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, they set expectations, but they themselves are not in a place worthy of those expectations. So that's for the, you know, for the ghetto chicks out there who want to do with the six-figure salary, and you know they want to do with the fancy cars, fancy clothes. 9 times out of 10, he did a lot to prepare to get that fancy stuff, whether it be playing ball, whether it was going to school, whether it was working hard. So basically, if you don't bring something that is of value to him to the table, then you will probably never get or be able to touch what you're expecting to get from a guy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of women, you know, especially a lot of single women, too, they just, and we'll get a little bit more into that as I go through my top 10 tonight. I got the Joel's top 10 reasons you may still be single. you know, it's just, but you both speak to, like, something that I guess nowadays we don't really pay a lot of attention to, because women just have this notion. I mean, and it is true. Maybe it's not a notion, because I think for a lot of men it is true. We do want sex, and we want as much as we can have, you know, from a banging woman who's willing to give it up. That's true. But like Q says, after a while, like, things begin to evolve. So for a man, we don't just stay stuck there in the sex thing like we always want it, but we do eventually grow up and want more. And I think a lot of single women just get stuck on, oh, if I sex you up, I'm good, I'm in there. And honestly, for a lot of men, yeah, this good sex is great. And I ain't saying, ladies, stop, you know, having great sex. Please, you ain't going to hear that from the fellas on Amongst Friends. But what I am saying, what I am saying though, is that we do, men, we do want a little bit more too, and we're not about to marry somebody just because they're giving us great sex. I mean, and that's just the truth. Like, that's not happening. So you still have to, you know, add the communication in there, put some brains in there, and really what a man is looking for is a woman that's going to have our back. Like, that's true. Not just our back, but it's going to have our front, going to have our right, our left, like that. We, you know, and we want to see that even more, especially in this day and age. Like, we want to see somebody, a woman that, you know, is not going to kick us when we're down, especially the way, like, this economy is. And, you know, every man out here that's hustling, that's on their grind in a positive way, yo, we ain't down for somebody that's just going to be putting us down, withholding sex, berating us, you know, putting us down. And you know what? That's why you still single, because you just got the game all messed up.
Right. You signed up. For those people out there, what Joe is talking about is when you sign up to be a warden or a CO and not a companion.
Come on now. Come
ooh,
on, Jeff.
Ooh.
Come on.
That's what that is. The warden is, oh, the club is ends at 2. You need to be home by 3. The warden is, oh, you get off at 5, you should be home by 5:45 because the traffic that gets you from where you work at to the house is only 15 minutes. You should be able to navigate that pretty good because you just got a new car with navigation in it that has alternate routes in it and stuff like that. A warden will go through your cell phone and want to know your password and think because you have a password on your phone that you're trying to hide something from her. Not that you have a password on your phone because at random you might leave your phone somewhere it's not supposed to at work and somebody could get into your phone and get into your personal business. No, that doesn't come into play. You might leave your phone in the mall where somebody can get into your personal business and get your personal information because you do a lot of stuff mobile on your phone. No, that doesn't come into play. It's you trying to hide something from me. That's why you got the password on the phone. Or we get so in love that we're supposed to be sharing all our secrets, so why can't you give the password to your phone? That is a warden. That's a CEO, not a companion.
But you know what, though? It can't be all about the women. We got to get down with the brothers too.
Oh, definitely.
You know, some of these dudes.
Hey, they some bums.
Yeah.
They some bums. There's no other way to put it. They some bums, and they make the male, like, they set us back 100 years. I swear. They just, and I'm not just talking about black men. Yo, I'm talking about just men as a species, period. Yo, men as a gender, like, some of the men out here, brothers, y'all are setting us back. Yo, and I think that's a lot of reason why, you know, and I put on the Facebook group, yo, you still single, dude, because you still live at home with your mama. Like, why is that still a discussion in 2013? I remember being in the second grade and hearing, like, all the adult women talk about, yo, my dude still live at home with his mama. Second grade, that was 1992 for me. It's 2013. Why is dudes still living at home with their mamas?
If you're taking care of your mom, if your mom is sick, you know, and she needs some type of personal care, okay, that's fine. If she's able-bodied and you're able-bodied, and you know she's working and you're working, what's the problem?
Here's the thing, dude. Most times that happens because that's going to happen, especially when you finally venture over into becoming married, like. And, you know, you have kids and things like that, it is going to come a point in time where your parents get older and they get sick and, you know, you have a responsibility as a child to take care of them. But
of course,
it's different when you move mama into your house. What in the world are you moving into your mama's house for? That's the thing, or, you know, okay, maybe in some circumstances, just some circumstances, mama is, you know, is having ambulatory issues and can't leave her home, and so you go and you move in there, whatever. Okay, but why are you using her retirement check to pay the bills? I'm just saying. And you're not paying her bills with her retirement check, you're paying your bills with her retirement check. That ain't the business. That ain't cool. But then you out there trying to get a wife. I'm not even talking about get a jump off. I ain't mad at the dudes that live at home with their mama and they trying to get a jump off. I'm not mad at you. We ain't talking about y'all, because if a woman gonna let you jump off in your mama's basement and you 40, cool. I ain't mad at you. Do your thing. But you trying to get a wife, you tired of being single, you cannot be no man, talking about your mama still can't be on your bank account. That is a problem. Past the age of 15. I got my mama off my bank account when I turned 15, signed up for First Union, got me my own debit checking card. It was a wrap. Love you, Ma. Thank you for helping me out. But now I can do it on my own. There's no reason why your mama should still be on your... And you trying to get a wife. Come on, fellas. Come on.
That's right.
You can't do it. You can't... There's no way. You can't be... You can't be trying to have no wife and you still... I'm sorry. And you still living at home. You still driving your parents' cars. Like, come on, dudes. Let's just do better. You got 12 baby mamas. What? Why do you have 12 baby mamas?
You know what, Jeff and Joe, and I also think that, you know, men set us back because of their egos. You know, for an example, we all know of somebody that, you know, a couple that, for example, the lady makes more money. To some men, They can't fathom that. There's an ego and pride issue, because I guess when, you know, when we are kids, we were taught and learned that man is the house of the home. Man is the man of the house. He pays the bills. He makes the most money. He does everything. Right? So when you come across a female that's independent, doing her own thing, and make more than he does, it's an issue. It's an issue with that dude. And I guess it's an inferiority complex, that if she makes more money, she's going to, like, basically make the rules. And, you know, we have to get out of that mentality, because if a woman is committed to you, she's going to be committed to you to the end. Right? Who cares who makes the most money? Who cares? But some men do, and it was like, I don't wanna get involved in that. Maybe it's a power thing. I don't know, brother. Maybe it's a power thing. But that's another reason why, you know, men just like, I'll stay to myself. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm with Q and a lot of guys who use that whole, you know, I'm intimidated by her because she might make more money than me or whatever. Yo, you need to just take that, cop out and throw that in the garbage. Plain and simple. If she make more than you and she's attracted to you and y'all can kick it and conversate and get along and have sex, and go to the movies, and you can take her to go see your mom, and you can go meet her family, and you can do all the normal couple stuff. The last part of it is all you need to do is, if it comes to the point where you're in a relationship and you need to talk finances, just put on the table what you can do. Consider that you pulling your weight, and just keep on pulling your weight. And as you progress, because hopefully you're trying to progress, and you start making more, bringing more into the household, then you up the ante on your part, plain and simple. Because I don't know any woman who's a CEO and got a teacher for a husband who will turn down the dozen roses that her teacher husband brought home for her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any CEO woman who has a teacher for a husband who won't feel like she's a queen being pampered when her man takes her out to dinner and it's his treat. Like, he takes her out for a night on the town. He takes her to a show. He takes her to dinner. They get dressed up real nice. They go out, they have a good time. They come back, they bone, they wake up the next morning, they feel good. There's no,
did you
there's,
say they
there's
bone?
No problem with.
Did this
there's
man
bone.
Say they bone? Did he say bone?
Did he say
they
bone?
Yeah, they bone.
Boy,
but nobody CEO wife is going to turn that down. So we need to stop using that. We need to stop using that cop out of, oh, she made more money than me. Oh, I don't want to hear that. Put up or shut up on that.
Shoot, I welcome it. Then take some of the pressure off of me. Make more money. And take some of the pressure off me.
I will say this to anybody who makes more money than their significant other or somebody they're trying to enter a relationship with. The moment that you find out that you make more money than them, that is the point where you have to decide for yourself, I will not belittle
mm-hmm.
my mate's because they make X amount of dollars. I will not do it. I will not constantly push them. I will help them. I will help them in all of their endeavors as best I can. But, you know, you can give somebody a help. You can give somebody a helpful nudge, but to constantly, like, babe, you got to go for that. You got to go for that power job, babe. You got to go for that. You know, you're the teacher. You got to be the principal now. Babe, you the waiter. You got to be the manager now. Constantly, that gets to be too much, and you will turn your mate off to the helpful hand that you think that you're giving to them. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful of trappings like that, financial trappings like that.
So far, guys, the conversation has been good. Again, we want to hear from you. The number is 760-683-2662. Please hit us up in the Facebook chat. You can hit us up on Twitter, @AmongstFriends. And so Joe's top 10 reason you may be single. We're going to, between every break, I'm going to try to at least put two of those things out so we can talk about it. But number 10, Joe's top 10 reasons why you may be single. Number 10, you are not nice. You are not a nice person. You are mean and ornery. You walk around with a stank, ugly face. Your attitude is raunchy. No one wants to be with a mean person. No one wants to be with a mean person. Fix your face. Fix your face. And especially, now I don't know, I can't speak for women, so I don't know what the other side of the coin is. So, you know, ladies, you know, there might be some women that are attracted to mean, sarcastic, and, you know, blunt people, whatever. But I don't know no man that's just down for, that's like, oh, my God, like, I get excited when my woman is just walking around looking like Andre the Giant. About to suplex me. Because that's just looking just mean. Eyebrows, just perm, you know how they shave their eyebrows off and draw them. And sometimes they draw them too mean. Yeah, and that's how they walk. It's just permanently fixed like that. Yo, Joe's top 10 reasons why you may be single. Number 10 is that you are not nice. Number nine, your insecurities overwhelm who you are. And that's for men and women. Your insecurities overwhelm who you are. And let me say this real quick, and then I'm going to let you guys chime in. Dudes, we do not handle insecurities well. And that is the truth for a lot of men. We don't handle insecurities well. Women don't handle it well either, but I will have to say this. They better at hiding it. With a man that is insecure and it's overwhelming, yo, it's like, you can't get nothing accomplished in life, especially in a relationship, as a man who just won't deal with their insecurities. And for women, when they're insecure and they're self-conscious and things like that, a lot of time it manifests as like they're crying and they're sad, or, you know, they're always like, am I beautiful? Like, they're very, you know, it sometimes manifests as being very needy. But for a man, yo, you're angry. You don't have no goals in life. Like, you are comfortable letting another woman take care of you. Like, it's those insecurities are just like, you hate on other brothers. You hate on, you know, you, it's a plethora of things when men let their insecurities overwhelm who they are. So,
hey Joe.
Yeah.
So another thing is, everybody is to blame except them.
Yes.
All the trials and tribulations, it's not them. It's the man, or it's my job, or you know, it's never them. It's always something or somebody else. It's boy. And you know what? Going back to what you said when it comes to insecurities, like you said, that men, it's blatant. It's in your face. You know, it comes out at the first syllable of every word that comes out of their mouth. With women, they hide it. They hide it. They hide it for as long as they can. They hide it until you come to the conclusion that they're a nice person and you're thinking about forming some type of relationship with them, or you're already in a relationship with them. And it's like, in the beginning, everything is, like you said, everything is fine. You know, she has a beautiful personality in the beginning. You know, y'all hang out, y'all have fun. You know, y'all not goofy, y'all get it in. And the moment, you know, you try to take things to another level, that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
That comes out. You know, and it goes back to, like, example for me, I caught her ass going through my cell phone. What the hell are you going through my cell phone for? What the hell? And she just said, oh, I went through your cell phone and looked at me and smiled. Who does that? Who does that? And get upset when you call them on it. Well, the phone was right here and it rang. Give a fuck? I don't give a damn. Say your phone ring.
Hey, Q.
Your phone ring.
You sound angry. Yes, you sound angry.
Jeff. I'm sorry.
It's cool. It's all right.
I'm sorry.
Well, you in your feelings right now, bro.
Hey, yo.
Right,
hey, he about to go ham.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it hit me. I'm going to call her name. Put her name out on blast. I ain't going to do that, though.
Don't do it. Remember, y'all, the number is 760-683-2662. We want to hear from you guys.
Either on WH.
Oh, my goodness. Really, dude?
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Wow. No, insecurity.
Single people, people who are single, we need to hear from y'all. We need to know why you're single and what are the mitigating circumstances for you being single. It's for those who are single, but once you get in a relationship, we're not talking about people who are single and will rather stay single for the rest of their lives. We want people who are single and want to get into a committed relationship but have problems. Call us.
Because if y'all don't call us, my man Q going to keep going ham on whoever keep going through his phone. Get your life. Okay, so Joe's top 10 reasons you may be single. Number 10, we said you are not nice. Number 9, your insecurities overwhelm who you are. Ah, man, I want to stay on that a little while longer, especially for the women, because that will keep you single, ladies. That will keep you single if you just spend, if the bulk of who you are is your insecurities, yo, you will not get a husband, you will not get a committed relationship. Hell, you probably won't even get smashed, because nobody don't have time for that. That's a quick, I'm serious. I'm going to get the number eight. But, yo, you won't even get smashed if all you're talking about is, your insecurities just overwhelm your very being. Like, you get up. For me, and Jeff and Q, you know, y'all can chime in, but for me, yo, it's nothing more attractive than a confident woman, not an arrogant woman, not an a-hole, but just confident. And she's like sex, whether she is big, whether she is small, whether she is dark-skinned, whether she is light-skinned, yo, she confident, and she good with hers, and she, you know, and she's not talking about, oh, I wish I looked like this, or I wish I felt this, you know, it's just not. Everything about the conversation is what you wish you were, what you would like. That is so unattractive. Please, everybody has flaws. Let's realize this, people. Everybody has flaws. Everybody has insecurities. There's no one in this world. Is no one in this? You don't have any, Q?
I don't have any flaws at all, son. I'm sorry.
Oh man. Okay. Okay.
Really? Yeah, insecurities are really bad. Yeah, and just know this, for men and for women, 9 times out of 10, when you finally reveal your insecurity, depending on how long that you have carried this insecurity, and either have not accepted it or not tried to, maybe if it's something that you can possibly change about yourself, the person who is trying to deal with you is never going to have a remedy to help you out. Never.
Say that one more time, because I don't think they heard you. Say that one more time.
The person that you would try to deal with will never have a remedy for what it is to fix you. That insecurity has festered, it has grown, it has festered, and it is there in your life. It is a permanent fixture, and there is nothing, all of the work to deal that away is on your, it's on your side of the fence, and you have to first accept it, and then you have to begin to deal with it. And if you don't do that, trust me, the person that you're trying to deal with, they won't have the remedy, and you will, you will diminish them in their attempts to be with you. And single people, with the last thing you want to do is to go into a relationship with a timetable for how long it's gonna last.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go into a relationship with this black cloud over the way you met. You don't want to do nothing like that. You want everything to be always be looking up, and then you want problems to, you want, when problems hit, you want them to be original, authentic couple problems. Not nothing that, not your baggage, nothing like that.
Yo, we are definitely getting into a conversation about why you may be still single. Gina B. Prince said, are all the women in the group in a relationship because you guys must be stopped? And she laughed, and then she said, and I'm not saying you are lying. And then she said, preach. Who the hell is he? Iyanla cousin rolling on the floor laughing. Top 10 reasons you may be single. Remember, you can call in at 760-683-2662. If you agree, call in. Tell us why you're single. If not, tell us why me, Q, and Jeff are wrong and need to sit down somewhere.
Number eight.
The reason why you may be single, men and women, you are not appealing. Reason number eight, you are not appealing.
Oh. Okay.
okay, wait, wait, Joe,
okay.
When you say appealing,
do you mean physically or mentally or psychologically? Because there's a difference.
I mean, yeah, it's
a difference.
It's a difference on so many different levels, but it depends on the observer. It depends on the person that is looking at you. It depends on where you're hunting or where you're being hunted, where the appealing factor comes into play, whether it's a physical, mental. But you know what? First of all, most times the first contact is physical. The first contact is physical. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care about these evolved people out here that believe, oh, no, I don't look at the physical aspect of it. You're lying. Stop. You're lying.
You're lying.
The first thing you see is physical, whether it's the booty, it's the breast, it's the chest, it's the arms, whether, you know, whatever you're looking at, the eyes, the smile, it's something physical that catches your eye with the person.
Because Jeff and Joe, we all ran through those people. They could have the bang in his body. But if their face is, they're still going to get hit. Come on now. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Because something about him to that person was appealing.
Right. I tell this story all the time to women who just don't get it. If you can be Halle Berry, Sanaa Lathan, you can be Michelle Obama, and you can be in any kind of setting there is, beauty on the outside needs to be matched very well by beauty on the inside.
True.
If you are ugly on the inside, trust me, your story will be told quick. I don't know how many times, and everybody's probably seen this, you go to the club, you out to have a good time, if you're a dude, you're on the hunt. If you're a female, you're on the hunt as well. You're trying to get your phone number out a couple of times. You think you look cute. You're hanging out with your girlfriend. For the guys, if you go to the club and you see that one chick with that glass of Moscato that she's sipping on, she's dancing on the edge of the dance floor, and nobody has asked this chick to dance, the whole club is screaming it. Somebody in here knows her, dealt with her. She is batshit crazy on the inside. Something's loose on the inside. Don't mess with her. We're going to leave that chick to some new dude who comes to the club, gets his slur on because he's drinking too many Long Island iced teas, and going to approach the chick, and the whole club is going to laugh at that dude because he's about to be in for a couple of lumps upside his head. Same thing for a female. You go out with your girlfriend, and you see this one dude, this random dude, just by himself. Usually dudes don't travel by themselves. It's very rare that you'll see a dude who's like a loner, especially like in a social place. That place is trying to tell you something about that dude. There's signs out there. You gotta read it and be able to navigate.
And yeah, it's. I mean, no, but it's serious. You know, and like Q said, a lot of people are physically appealing, but you know, like just the way when you open your mouth, you just. Oh, man, especially, like, arrogant people. They really just arrogant women, arrogant men. Like, you just mess yourself up because no one wants to deal with that. Like, and, you know, a lot of times you get women that do kind of deal with it at first because, you know, everything about, like, it's just appealing. It just comes off as confidence, whatever. But then after a while, nobody wants to deal with rude and arrogant people or you know, people that's always pessimistic, that's a turnoff. A pessimistic person is a turnoff.
That brings me to this question. And the question is, do they know?
Yeah.
Do they know? And, you know, and I say that because it may be an ego thing with them, because I'm quite sure, you know, everybody has that one person that checks you from time to time, you know. You know, so do they know? Do they know that they're arrogant and the main reason why they're single is because they got a fucked up attitude? Do they really know that, or do they even, like, acknowledge it and say, you know, this is me?
Yeah.
If you don't like what I am, then forget you.
Dude, most people, Q, are fully aware of who they are. They just don't want no one else to point it out to them. Right. They a lot of people do prefer to live in known ignorance. Like, they know, but they play like they're ignorant. Oh, I didn't know I behaved that way. I didn't know
right.
I said that. No, what mm-hmm. you may not know, now here's what you may not know. You may full well know that you are an ASS hoe. You're fully aware of that. What you may not be aware is what the person that is receiving your foolishness, your bull crap, is how they are responding in their head. That's what you might not know. But you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you wake up in the morning, you know what you're going to do, how you're going to act, how you're going to be. The only thing you don't know is whether you're going to wake up with a cold, or you're going, you know, or is this going to be the last time, is your bed going to be your, you know, I'm about to be churchy, but is your bed going to be your cooling board? Like, that's the only things you don't know when you wake up in the morning. Sometimes you don't know if you're going to wake up in the morning and your wife going to, you know, give you a little bit of, you know, give you a little something in the morning. You might not know that every time either, but other than whether how you going to behave, how you going to interact, how you going to go out the house, you know that. You know that. So they, Q, to answer your question, they know they ignorant. They know they arrogant. They just choose.
They just ignore it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you are still single, my friend.
or those people hope that they don't run into those truth slayers out there, or the truth slingers, the people who they don't mind calling you out.
Mm-hmm.
So put it this way. Oh, that's how you are? Well, this is how I am. I call people out like you every time I see a person like you, because you just ain't right.
All right. We still got time, people. We still got time. We are looking for people to call in and tell us why you're still single or what you think is going on here. We have plenty of time. We are on number 7 of Joe's top 10 reasons why you may be single. So we got number 10 is you are not nice. Number 9, your insecurities overwhelm who you are. Number 8, you are not appealing. And number 7, you are too needy. You are still single because you are too needy. Go sit down somewhere. I am not your God. I cannot meet all your needs.
I want to start this one off by talking about those dudes who are out there looking for somebody to replace their mama.
Whoa.
That's too needy right there. That's
Right there.
That is not, I'm sorry, that right there, yo, I gotta discount you on your manhood when I find a dude like that. I gotta discount you.
Oh, snap.
When you start trying to tell other young ladies in your company or in your circle, so as soon as you throw that little mama word out there, because my mom used to this, I just want that feel back. Nah, you done, son. You done. I'm sorry. You just got chopped about 25 points right there. Yeah. Sorry. Not gonna be able to do it. My lord.
Oh my lord, my lord. Needy people. Where did they come from? Where did they come from? Where did they come from?
That's heavy.
You know what? Yeah. I could deal with a needy person. I could deal with an insecure person. I could deal with insecurity. Mm. I could deal with, some type of unattractiveness. But needy? Nah. Hell no. I'm not going to go into any stories. All I'm going to say is no. No.
I don't know. No. I can't. That's like choosing between Brussels sprouts and oysters. I don't like neither one. So wow. I don't think I want to deal with a needy person or a insecure person. And most times they needy because they insecure.
Oh,
I need you to just go and therapy people. It's not a bad thing. It's okay to go and get therapy or some counseling, some shock therapy. It's okay, cause you we want you to get to the next level. We want to get out of your singleness. You can't be insecure and needy. You just got to get it together and then be unappealing too and then turn around and not be nice. Come on.
A person with all four traits so far?
I'm just saying even if you just got one, most of the people have more than one. And especially if they are mean, because they use the meanness to kind of protect, to kind of hide their insecurities. Just like, a lot of, I'm just saying, like a lot of times you got some men, not all, and I'm not putting all, but some men who sleep around with a whole bunch of women and don't want to commit is because they have some insecurities. Either they've been cheated on, either they're not confident about who they are, and so they use sex and sexual conquest. And again, I'm saying some men, not all, but they use sex and sexual conquest as a way to hide their insecurities. And so, for a lot of women, we try to play this game like we good at reading people, we good at knowing people, we good at picking out the good apples and the bad apples, when the truth is, we not. And we got to learn how to read in between the lines, we got to learn the signs, we got to learn what to watch out for. And you setting yourself up for failure when you clearly see that this person is either overcompensating or hiding a whole bunch of insecurities.
I think if we all come across, for example, we all come across that person who is insecure. They have all the good qualities. They're nice, they have a nice personality, they're cool, I don't know what, but they have that insecurity issue. And I think what people do is, we try to deal with it as long as we can. There's some issues, like you said, if a person is needy, they're going to get cut off immediately. But someone who's insecure, and if that's the only quote-unquote bad trait or quality, people with common sense usually deal with it up until it becomes unbearable. And I just think, you know, for an example, you know, if they say, well, I'm not cute, we'll take them to, you know, put them in front of the Mac counter, you know, go get their face did up, and you know they look okay, but it's always something else that they're insecure about. And it comes to a point where we just like, you know what, fuck this, I'm not doing this no more. You're on your own. I'll holler. Bye. So I just think that we tolerate certain things more than others, but there's some things that we just don't deal with at all. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say in a nutshell. I think people could deal with, there's some people who can deal with insecurity. There's some people who can't. We all can deal with a person who's physically unattractive. We can't deal with someone who's unattractive on the inside. We can't deal with that because that's something that we know that we can't change. So I guess it just depends on the person and their amount of tolerance for, you know, just the tolerance of it all.
My suggestion for needy people is to go to meetup.com and put in I am needy and see if there's any groups of people out there that you can, you know, interact with that are just like you. Because if you're a needy person and you have ovaries, there might be a needy guy with, you know, gangland who might be able to help you out. And hopefully y'all end up meeting each other and y'all can get something popping.
Am I good enough? Am I good? Are you good?
I need. No, I can't.
I need you to shut up and take that knee. So
yeah, there we go. See,
now we
about to help women. We about to help women get unsingle. Get on your knees. Get on your knees.
I need you to take that shot and bend over and pick that up.
Just trying to get all the women married. Trying to get all the women married, Jeff. All right, top 10 reasons why you may be single. We said number 10, you are not nice. Number 9, your insecurities overwhelm who you are. Yo, that's a big one right there, men and women. Y'all better just put that one on your refrigerator or your mirror. Seriously, number 8, you are not appealing. Number 7, you are too needy. Number 6, you have no goals. You are stagnant.
Ooh.
Number 6, you have no goals. You are stagnant. That's a quick way to find yourself just always being someone's jump off, always being some in the dating field. Is if you have no goals. Yo, and it's true. In the beginning, the going out, the having fun, the random booty calls, the, you know, all that stuff, especially when you start a new relationship, you know, all that stuff is cool. Like, that's fine. But, yo, eventually, when people are trying to move to that next level, like I said, marriage isn't for everybody, so I'm not just talking about marriage. That's why I put just being in a committed relationship. You know, people want to be, people want security, not just women. Men want to be secure. They just don't say it like a woman would say, I want to feel safe. Like, men ain't going to, you know, not no man that going to walk around and be like, baby, I want to feel safe. You know, they going to say stuff like, yo, I want to know you got my back. Yo, I want to know you're not about to, you're not going to run up my credit cards. You know, I want to know that we get this house, you ain't going to try to leave me and take half. You know, that's how we going to say it.
That's how we going to say it.
We ain't going to be like, I want to know that you're going to protect me. You know, we... But you got to have goals. I think if you're trying to be in a committed relationship or you're trying to get married, men and women, you have to have goals. You cannot just stay in the same place. And it's so evident, like, you know, I don't know if you guys, Q, Jeff, I don't know if you guys liked, what's the movie? Come on. Oh, man. It's about the Steve Harvey book.
Think Like a Man?
Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. There we go. So, you know, you had a group. You had a group of guys that was stuck. Like, they just stuck in the same way of thinking. And, you know, especially the guy that had Gabrielle Union. I'm a nerd. I'm a comic book nerd. I'm an anime nerd. So I understand. You know, I like video games too. But yo, I can't stay there forever. I really would have never moved on to the next level in relationship-wise if I'm still just sitting in front of my PS3 or my Xbox 360 all day, every day. This man, you know, got his anime. He's just not going nowhere. And he's stuck in the same job, too. Because everybody think, well, as long as I'm working, I'm good. But are you growing? Do you have goals? Do you eventually want to become the CEO or the supervisor or the boss or own your own business? Like, you just, I don't know. But, yeah, you got to have goals. Men and women have to have goals.
Even if you want to run your own weave hair company, that's goals.
Yeah.
Sell weave out your car, that's goals.
Yeah. Now, anybody going to buy weave out of the car? I don't know. You might want to set up a stand or something. But at least you have a goal, though. All I'm saying is at least you have a goal. Because, you know, women are serious about their weaves.
Yeah, yeah.
They serious. I heard
some dudes wearing weaves too. I don't know what the deal behind that, but dudes be getting their heads weaved up too, which I don't understand.
What?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah.
You mean a gay man?
Well, I don't know if it's gay, straight, or whatever. I don't know. But hold on.
What straight man getting a weave in his hair? I mean, I'm not making it a like. Like, I understand, like, the gay man or the homosexual.
What about the dudes who get braids because they want dreads? How does that work?
And they put weave in their hair?
I don't know, dude. Hey, it's just a rumor. I don't know if it's 100% true.
I'm just trying to figure out how that works. Like, you know, they're getting a bun. Or extension.
Joe, I'm bald headed. I'm just going on rumors.
I mean, we're getting sidetracked, but you brought it up, so I'm gonna just touch on that a little bit. I do know the guys, you know, who balding or whatever, or who's thinning. You know, I think I'm thinning a little bit too, so I probably eventually do the bald thing as well. But I know what I'm not gonna do, and I'm not hating on the guys that do it, but what I'm not gonna do, what Joseph's not going to do is take one of them pencils and, you know, sharpen it and then draw in my head to make it look like my head not thinning. Dudes are doing it. I'm not going to draw my headline with a pencil, you know. If it's receding, I'm not going to draw it with a pencil, you know. And if you do get it, don't let it dry, or the spray paint hair or whatever. Don't let it dry on your head to where it's, like, flaking. That's an issue. If I lose my eyebrows, you know, I'm not going to draw them on there. It's they've gone for a reason.
Okay.
I'm just saying. That might go back to number. That's going back to number 8. You're not appealing if you're a man, single man, trying to get married, trying to get in a relationship, and you putting weave in your hair. or you spraying your hair in. That's number. You breaking rule number. You living in rule number 8. I mean, reason number 8, why you still single. You're not appealing. Nobody want to see no man with no hairpiece. You say, you like on Facebook, you say you got Brazilian hair, but you got to explain those African edges to me, please.
Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Number 2. Joe's top 10 reasons why you may be single here on Amongst Friends. We are on number 5, y'all. We are on number 5. But number 5 and 4, they're synonymous. You are either number 5, you are too available, or you are number 4, you are not available at all. Number 5 and number 4, why you may still be single is you are too available, or number 4, you are not available at all.
Okay, I can live with number 5, but I mean, I can live with number 4, but I don't understand number 5. You're too available? You're single because you're too available? How does that work? Explain that one.
It kind of touches on, what was that, number 7. You know, number 5 kind of touched on number 7. You're too needy. And so when you make yourself too available, like, it's just like, okay, yeah, let's say the guy take you, you know, or the woman, you know, we live in those days, women a little more bold now. But let's just say the person you interested in, they take you out on a date. You guys have a good time. Y'all enjoying yourselves. Y'all getting boogie-woogie on the dance floor, blah, blah, blah. Before they can even get you home, you didn't set up the next date. You have already set up the next 10 dates. As a matter of fact, you have already set up the wedding, and this man or this woman has not even proposed. You, ma'am, you, sir, are just too available. You're too available.
Okay.
Or the guy just tell you in passing, ladies, he just tell you in passing, hey, my mom's having a cookout, I'm going to. You say, you pull out your phone, you pull out your scheduler. Hey, my schedule is clear, I'm coming. Hey, wait a minute, I wasn't inviting you. I was just bringing up conversation. No one even said you were invited. I'm inviting the other girl I'm dating. I'm not invited. You, ma'am, are just too available.
Here's my example of you being too available. Hey, pretty lady. My name is Jeff. What's your name? Oh, Sandra. Sandra, it's a fictitious person. Hey, Sandra. You know, I like how you love, you know what I'm saying? I'm very interested in you. Can I have your phone number so I can call you sometime? I get the phone number, but Sandra takes 10 steps, and it's like, oh, my God, he hasn't called me yet. She's at home, and now she is completely pissed off at me, a guy she barely knows, because I have not used her phone number.
And she blasting your Twitter and Facebook page.
And you don't even know how she got that. You just gave it a number. Too available, dear. Too available. You pop up at my church service, and I ain't even tell you what church I went to.
She told you.
You're not just too available. It's turning into stalker.
Joe, you talking about that? You talking about the chick who showed up at your church and put her panties in a collection plate that got passed to you?
Oh shoot!
Jeff, you stupid.
Hold on. What happened, Jeff?
And she had a note attached to the underwear in the collection plate talking about, Joe, you can collect this, and what it was holding. Joseph, you dark chocolate mother father. Woo, boy.
Q, that never happened.
Let's have communion again.
Oh, my goodness. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Ladies, gentlemen, you cannot be too available. Come on. You can't be too available.
Jump into number four. You are not, what you mean, the wording on number four?
Oh, number four is you are not available at all.
Okay. You are not available at all. These are the people that I consider, they wake up in the morning, they go to work, they come home, they stay in the house. They don't go to family cookouts. They don't, if they do go to church, they end church. You say that last amen, they are in their car, and you see dust as they're going home. These are the people who, they walk around, they've been shopping at the same supermarket I don't know how long, and still don't know friendly faces at the supermarket, or can recognize them if they see them anyplace else. Those are those type of people. They kind of have one-track mind in where they go and how they conduct their business. They don't take the necessary time to basically smell the flowers that are around them, take advantage of the colors, the array of colors that are in front of them. They don't do any of that.
Just not, you know, you meet them, and you try to, like, link up with them or do something, and they're just like you said, they're just unavailable. Something always coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, you know, let's say, what about Friday at 7:30? I might be working. Okay, well, what about Saturday at 2? Ooh, Saturday at 2, I have my son. Okay, well, how about, like, Sunday at 3 p.m.? I don't know if I can do that. And that just boils down to, priorities. So if it's like that, he really or she really doesn't consider you top priority, because if I'm interested, and I can say this for my brothers, okay, assuming that we're all single, because we are now, we're all in committed relationships. Hey, baby, if we're single and we're interested in you, we will find a time for us to have fun, link up, whatever. That's if we all are vibing. So it's all a thing of that boils down to priority or lack of priority.
That's true.
Or they don't consider you priority at all. So.
That's true. All right, guys, we are down to the top three reasons. We are down to the top three reasons why you may still be single. So we're going to get through these, try to discuss them Because we are coming down to the wire. You still have time to call in, though. You still have time to chat with us. 760-683-2662. That number is 760-683-2662. Number three, you have not let go of your ex. You have not let go of your ex. Top three reasons why you may be, this is the number three of why you may be still single. You have not let go of your ex.
So what you need to do. If that's number three, Joe, I'm trying to figure out what's number two and number one, because that's like number one.
Single people,
who are single and trying to get in a relationship, we don't give a shit about your past. We don't care. It's okay to speak of one or two bad experiences. You know, maybe as to the reason why, you know, you're single. Maybe because, you know, your ex, you know, messed around on you with your best friend. Okay, cool. That happens. But we don't make that be the whole gist of our conversation. That's boring. That's dead. And that's going to keep you single. Who cares? Nobody cares. Move on.
And I want to say this to the ladies: if you that can't let go of your ex, what you need to do is just relax your jaw and just open a little bit wider so he can slide right on out. It takes a little bit of time. I know you got locked jaw and everything, so just open. Just try to stretch a little more and just let it slide right on out. You can do it. You can let go.
You, Jeff, you, sir, are a fool. You, sir, are a fool. Joe, top 10 reasons why you may be single. Number two, you are unclear about what you want, so you take anything. And in parentheses, then you make it into what it isn't. So number two, you are unclear about what you want, so you take anything, and then you make it into what it isn't.
Women
do this, and I'm sorry, I hate generalizing, but I'm going to generalize because this is amongst friends, conversation for the grown and sexy, and I can say what I want. Women do this a lot. Let me be clear to you, ladies. I don't care how good your stuff is, how good your oil is.
I don't care how good it is.
If you were a jump off, guess what? You're going to remain one. If you are a bottom, If you are the mistress, if you are at the bottom of the stable, if you are the side hoe, if you are the jump off, that is where it's going to be. No amount of dinners, no amount of going out, no amount of dressing up, putting on high heels, changing your makeup. Listen, no amount of that is going to change your status. Don't try to make it into something that it's not. Stop taking anything and try to make it into something. And guess what? It's your fault, because a man or anyone, man or woman, is only going to do what you allow them to do, what you let them do. So let's just do better. I think it was Jeff about to say something.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, and then an interesting spin on it is for those women who this might be off topic a little bit, but those women who do accept or pretend to accept a gentleman as their man, but clearly what always attracts them or draws them into another situation is somebody totally opposite than the dude that they're calling their man. So it's kind of a spin on what you said, but
yo, but it's so, like, seriously, y'all, it's so true. The biggest reason why a lot of people are single is because they keep getting into anything just to not be alone, just to, you know, just to have someone to say that they with, and they not, like, this person literally is sitting back like, I have no idea why this person thinks we're together. I have no idea why this person thinks I'm going to marry them. I gave them no inclination. Yeah, I hit that, but that I just hit it. Yo, she got some. She got some mean brain.
You got that bomb. Yeah.
You know, but that, I ain't gonna marry you. Yeah, I've been. Yeah, no, seriously. So, ladies and some gentlemen out there, yo, you got to know what you're getting into. You got to know what it is. And most times, let me tell you something, which is strangely peculiar to me, but most times someone is telling a woman or telling a man, hey, this is just sex, and that's it. And guess what they hear? Oh, this is just sex right now, but later on I'm going to marry you. What?
Uh-huh.
No, that's not what not what was said.
Mm-hmm.
What was said was, this is just sex and that's it. Or, I'm married, but I want to bang you, and I'm not leaving my wife. That's not what she heard. I'm going to bang you. This is what she heard. I'm going to make love to you, and you're going to be so good, I'm going to leave my wife just for you. That's what she heard. Come on, let's do better. And reason number, wait a minute, Joe's top 10 reasons you may be single. Number 10, you are not nice. Number 9, your insecurities overwhelm who you are. Number 8, you are not appealing. Number 7, you are too needy. Number 6, you have no goals. You are stagnant. Number 5, you are too available. Number 4, you are not available enough. Number 3, you have not let go of your ex. Number 2, you are unclear about what you want, so you take anything. Then you make it into what it isn't. And number one, and it's the most simplest thing, but it's the hardest thing ever. Number 1, you are not ready for a committed relationship. The number 1 reason why you are still single is because you're not ready for a committed relationship.
I was that dude.
I mean, and that's just the truth. And then the thing about it, people who are at that point, they try to make themselves ready, and they end up failing each time.
It's not going to work. And you know what? I think we've all been through that stage where we knew that we weren't ready. And it may be the reason may be that, you know, they just got out of a real serious bad relationship. And they know that I'm not there yet. But we all want to cross that people, and correct me if I'm wrong, brothers, that we tell them, look, I can't do the committed relationship right now. You know, I got some stuff that I need to deal with on a personal, you know, psychological, spiritual level. You put it out there, and the person that's interested in you, they don't hear you. They want the relationship at all costs. And it's poison. It's like, and it, you know, I don't know about for y'all, but for me, it pisses me off because I tell them, and I'm trying to give it to them honestly. It's like, look, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And they, you know, they just say that, they just take that as some type of disrespect when you're trying to be blatantly honest with them. And, you know, it that just pisses me off. To the highest point of pissivity. It pisses me off. So, okay, I'm sorry.
And ladies, you just got to stop thinking. Ladies and men, but I just say ladies because, you know, you just don't hear a lot of men saying, I can change her. I can change her. They just going to go to the next one. But for ladies, you know, that's your thing. It's just like, I can change him. I can, nah, when you got a dude that not ready, nothing you can do about it. The best thing to do is take it for what it is or be like, you know what, we tried it, you ain't ready, move on. Stop. You can't change a person. You can't do it. So just stop. Stop trying.
You can just turn him into a really, really dependable and skilled sex buddy, and you can fulfill one another. To the utmost potential of that relationship, of a sex partner, a sex partner, a friend with benefits. Yes, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, yes, Joe. No, the only diamond you're going to get is the diamond chip dick that he might have in his pants. That's
diamond chip.
That's about it. Yes. That's you're not going to get there. You're not going to get the princess cut solitaire around your ring finger.
Yo, ladies, it's a serious thing, and I don't know how it was for Q or how it was for Jeff, and maybe it's different for every man. It's different, but yo, it's a serious thing when a man makes a decision to make someone their wife. Like, that joint is serious. And you go into that, John. I know for me, I went in with fear and trembling. Like, seriously. It's a big step, yo. And it's an honor. Like, it seriously is. And I'm not talking about for those everyday busted bamas who just think, oh, yeah, I'm going to marry you because I'm trying to keep you around the usual. I'm talking about a good brother who's making the decision to come off the market and, you know, stop playing the games, like, is serious about making you their woman. Like, that's a big step. Yo, it's serious to go and buy a ring or spend your savings on a ring or whatever. And it's not just the ring, but it's what it signifies. Like, that's serious. Even with my man, you know, so like I said, I don't know how it was for Jeff and Q. You know, but for me, yo, that thing was like, it seriously was like making the decision to, you know, life or death, seriously.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Man, I was
it was a no-brainer. And once I made that decision, I wasn't scared at all because I guess I knew. I mean, I wasn't scared. I wasn't like kind of mystified or anything. It's like, man, please.
Nah, but you know what? It's not scared. Like, I knew what I wanted. But yo, when you think about when you say you're gonna live out these vows, like, and it's like for better or for worse, like, that's serious. That means you literally are going to take this person, whether it's good or it's bad. Like, you're in it. You're in it for better to death do us part. Like, there is no divorce is not an option kind of thing. When you think about it just from that perspective, like, yo, I'm in this, you know, I'm just in this thing and I'm giving my life and I'm giving up, like, I'm forsaking all of us. Like, that's a serious thing. Those are serious words. Because just when you get married doesn't mean the potential isn't still out there for either person.
Uh-huh.
But you're saying it don't matter.
Yeah,
no matter how good the potential looks.
Yeah, I was just, I was, I just had in my mind, I got to lock the booty down, man, you know what I'm saying? I gotta have that, you know what I'm saying? I just need to.
Boy, y'all threw some fools.
She got that meat. She got that meat, Gila Monster. I ain't fucking this but me.
Y'all some fools, but y'all being honest, though, so I can't even hate on y'all. Look, man, we are actually at the wire, so we appreciate if you just listen tonight. We hope that the top 10 that you guys got something from it. I'm going to be posting it on our Facebook group so you can check it out. That's Amongst Friends. Please come back next Wednesday, y'all. We love you. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 760-683-2662. Jeff, take us out of here, man.
Amongst Friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst Friends, from the ladies for the men. Just 21 or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst Friends, Fab or combo. Amongst Friends, Fab or combo. Grown and sexy baby, grown and sexy baby. Amongst Friends, Fabo Convo. Amongst Friends, Fabo Convo. Grown and sexy baby, grown and sexy baby. Ooh.
Yo, good show, fellas.
Good show, my brothers.
Word
good
up.
Show, good show.
Word up.
Good show.
Yeah,
so congratulations.
Right. Joey did all right, dude. Yeah, he hung up already.
Little bastard.
Yeah. All right, man. Good luck. Congrats again on the house.
That's what I'm gonna do. Once we get, you know, all the final things situated, we start moving in. You know, we're gonna send out little invites and shit. So, you know, you and your wife, you come on through.
All right, cool, no problem.
All right, my dude.
All right. Yeah, man. Peace.
I'm on the way.
Yeah.
Peace.